Greg Bedard is on the line from Kansas City. How long did it take you to get to Kansas City, Greg?
16 hours.
16 hours.
Yeah, I saw
about as long as that fourth quarter in overtime took.
I saw you tweet yesterday that it was going to be planes, trains, and automobiles with you and Chris Price. So what was it? You Boston to Des Moines and then you drove?
Boston to Philly to Des Moines, and then we drove 3 hours through some icy roads. You know, well, what are you going to do?
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Game made it worth it, though, right, Greg?
Oh, man. I mean, that game was insane. I still don't know what to think about it. I mean, I'm going to have to watch it over about 15 times to figure out, you know, what happened. Because, I mean, if you just look at the stats, it looks like the Patriots won, like, 50-20 or something. But, and it was 37-31 in overtime. I mean, it was just a crazy, unbelievable, fun game. I mean, the last quarter and a half, I was nervous, and I didn't even have a stake in the game. I can't imagine the fans back home.
Yeah, no, it was, there were so many things that happened in this game, so many moments in the game that helped determine the outcome, and the officiating played a role in the game as well, Greg, in a play that we're talking about, even though it really didn't factor all that much into the end result because the Patriots turned the ball over soon after, was the punt play that Edelman got overturned, which is remarkable to me based on just how review works, where if it's called one way on the field and it's not completely conclusive, a lot of times it will stand. And if that play had stood, I'm not sure too many people would have had a gripe about it or would have been able to prove that they were wrong on the field, and yet they still overturned it.
Oh, I mean, you know, in New England, there would have been Zapruder films and zoomed-in copies. I mean, look, I didn't have it either way. I mean, they called it a fumble on the field. If they would have said it stands because there's no conclusive proof, I would have been fine with that. I'm also fine with them overturning it because, you know, there wasn't any angle where I said, okay, it definitely hit his hand. And so, yeah, I mean, that was a crazy call. I mean, the non-call and the pick play for the Chiefs, Belichick basically lost his mind and slammed a surface and threw it, and the Hogan catches, it just added to the craziness of the night.
Was that the best game that you've seen Kyle Van Noy play since he's been on this team?
I think so. I mean, you know, I'll have to wait to total it all up, but it just seemed like he was all over the field. He was doing everything. Yeah, they took a little advantage of him, you know, in the pass game when he got matched up on Damian Williams a couple times, you know, but that's going to happen. But, I mean, in terms of, you know, the pressure that he brought, you know, even some of the plays that weren't big, like, I remember a screen pass that was perfectly set up by the Chiefs, and he beat two blockers to make the tackle after 5 yards where it could have gone for 50 or 60. He had a bunch of those type of plays that don't really show up on the stat sheet but were huge for this team. But there's no question that Kyle Van Noy was immense in this game, and it was just a tremendous performance.
How do you feel about the way the Patriots kept Tyreek Hill in check, and how do you feel about Keon Crossan having played a role tonight in this defensive effort?
Yeah, I thought it was I thought it was pretty interesting. I mean, I think we've seen in the past the Patriots, you know, have decided to go the route where they go with a lesser, quote unquote, lesser cover guy, but give them a lot of help. I remember, you know, a couple of years ago they used to do that, you know, all the time. It's been a while. I thought it was interesting. I thought the Chiefs did a really bad job of trying to get the ball into his hands. I mean, you know, look, if they're gonna have help over the top, and Mahomes has trouble because of the pressure the Patriots were generating, you know, getting the ball to him downfield, you know, you got to adjust. I mean, a slip screen, a jet reverse, you know, just something to get the ball into Hill's hands because he's the most dynamic player on the field, and for him to touch it, you know, have three targets and he didn't touch the ball in the running game. I mean, that's going to be a second guess, I think, for Andy Reid in the offseason.
Greg, where's this Rob Gronkowski been all year?
Well, I mean, you know, I thought it was sort of, you know, more of the same, you know, that we'd see flashes and, you know, and you hope that when the team really needed him, he'd be able to come up big. And he did, you know, in this game. I thought, you know, I think we talked about it last week on Felger and Maz that, you know, that one catch that he had against the Chargers, he showed a lot more juice than he has shown in weeks. And, you know, that was curious. And I'm sure the coaches on film were like, hey, that's kind of the old Gronk. Maybe we can get, you know, one more performance out of him. And now with a week off before the Super Bowl, you know, too. So, you know, give credit to Rob for persevering all season and the Patriots for kind of using him smartly so he could have a game and an impact like this.
What about Julian Edelman? Once again, comes up in a lot of big spots, a lot of key third down conversions to him in this game tonight. And he just continues to be a guy who competes at a high level, as Bill Belichick says.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously, you know, he's a warrior. He's, you know, incredible. Just, you know, the way you wondered when the Chiefs were actually going to do something against him. I mean, how many times were they going to let him, you know, beat them in key spots? I mean, but for me, I thought the bigger thing, sort of the story of the game, why the Patriots won at the end of the game was Tom Brady. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, has taken the short stuff. You know, he hasn't thrown deep very often, hasn't made a whole lot of plays down the field. But he showed that he could in this game. I mean, I thought he was immense. The last two drives, he didn't have a completion less than 10 yards on any of his seven completions. He was 7 for 106 on the final drive of regulation and in overtime, and they were all in huge spots. I mean, that was just vintage Brady, and I thought he was, you know, those were difficult throws. It's not like it was the Chargers and they were wide open. It was man coverage. He had to throw the ball in the right place. Bunch of guys made big catches. I thought it was terrific.
All right, Greg, appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing you leading up to the Super Bowl.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal joining us here on the Shaw's at Star Market Patriots postgame show.